Maybe in my secondary school, my school had organized a study tour to Australia, and for I don't remember for 2 to 3 weeks. And in that period of time, because we stay with the homestay family, that period we have we need to communicate in English. That time I think I can learn more how to say the tongue, how to speak English, or how the tongue that the tongue of speaking English, and I can have English lesson with them in their school. During that period, I think I can learn more about the speaking skills. Yeah, like this. Yeah, this. And also, I think after that period of time, after I come back to Hong Kong, I think the English I can speak is more fluent. Yeah, but after having English lesson in school, it become much worse. Yeah. Mm.
So how about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience?
Memorable reading experience. Also in secondary schools, because our secondary school teacher always introduced some books or we read some books together in the English lesson. I remember she had introduced a book about a movie called the Narnia series. Yeah, so we can watch. We read the book, and then after we finish the whole book, she will show the movie with during the lesson. Yeah, I think this is quite memorable for me. Yeah, during the secondary school time.
And these days, are you reading much in English?
These days, no, because as a Chinese, as preparing to do a Chinese teacher, so I put more effort on reading Chinese books and learn Putonghua. Yeah, so less effort put in English.
How might you use English in the future?
I think it's seldom to use English in the future, because if I'm going to be a teacher in school, maybe I need to read some reports in English. Maybe I need to write the report in English, but most of the time I need to speak in Cantonese to communicate with my students, with my partners, or speak Cantonese in the working place. So I think it's quite seldom for me to use English in future.